almost the whole of H.D.'s corpus is animated by an intense feminist commitment to the empowerment of women and to women's claiming their voices in patriarchal cultures, which over centuries or millennia had silenced women. The structure of allusion, as you all can probably intuit, is therefore very centrally related to the feminist project of the poetry, which is to say one of the things that makes H.D.'s work so absolutely breathtaking in its ambition is that H.D. was able to understand that male dominance in Western society had been hundreds or thousands of years in the making, but that it could still be transformed. And so one way of understanding a big part of H.D.'s work is this effort to think the long history of male dominance and the question of what it would take to shift or to challenge it. So I want to read to you one short poem. It's the other one on this sheet, called Helen, which is written in the early 20s, in the period immediately after Steve Garvey, when H.D. is beginning to produce more and more and more ambitious, elusively ambitious poetry. If people want to talk about this later, we can talk a little bit about it in more detail, but just give you I think everybody here probably knows Helen of Troy, right, is the woman who was often presented. Christopher Marlowe is the one who said, you know, it was the face that launched the thousand ships. She was Menelaus's wife, and Paris abducted her, and the conflict between the Greeks and the Trojans then became the cause of the Trojan War, or was often said to be the cause of the Trojan War. It's also true, as some of you here will know, and if their class assist in the audience, they will get that correct, due to the very complex story, but Helen is, among other things, the daughter of Zeus and Leda. And the story of Zeus and Leda was told in many, many different ways in Greek mythology, sometimes as a story of infatuated love, and sometimes explicitly as a story of the rape of a woman by a powerful female god. I want to read you Helen because here you can see both this very, very musical, very concrete images of poetics beginning to think about a much larger problem at various kinds of level. I should also say H.D.'s mother's name was Helen, and so H.D. wrote dozens and dozens and dozens of poems about Helen, which often combine her meditations on her mother with meditations on Helen of Troy. So this is Helen from 1924. All Greece hates the still eyes in the white face, the luster as of olives, where she stands, and the white hands. All Greece reviles the wan face when she smiles, hating it deeper still when it grows wan and white, remembering past enchantments and past ills. Greece sees unmoved God's daughter, born of love, the beauty of cool feet and slenderest knees. Could love indeed the maid only if she were laid white ash amid funereal cypresses?